Time now for your letters. We received dozens of emails about our conversation with Hannah Rosen, the author of God's Harvard, A Christian College on a Mission to Save America, and Daniel Noah, a graduate of that school, Patrick Henry College. Jim McHugh was amused by my question to Mr. Noah about whether the Dalai Lama would wind up in heaven. He said, "I don't think that going to heaven is really on the Dalai Lama's agenda. Unless I'm quite mistaken, heaven is not a place where Buddhists aim to go." Last week, we also spoke with David Chilman, an ecologist at the University of Minnesota, about the effects of biofuels on the supply and cost of food. Bill Pierce of Seattle writes, "The end of the interview mentioned world population, which raised the question in my mind when discussing climate change, why do you rarely talk about the huge impact reducing the rate of population growth could have on reducing the rate at which we are destroying our own environment? Why is it tacitly assumed that human population can continue to grow unchecked? The concept would seem to defy nature's checks and balances. We know this, and yet we continue to think it cannot apply to us." For some listeners, our story about the economic rebirth of Yonkers included a disappointing note. K.D. Leica of Boulder, Colorado writes, "After the glorious description of the revitalization of Yonkers, it was sadly disappointing that the mayor's pinnacle of achievement would be a Borders, a Walden Books, a big chain bookstore. The symbol of a vibrant reading populace is a well-loved local independent bookstore. I do hope that the local government in Yonkers works as hard to attract investment in a funky locally owned bookstore as they did for the new five-star restaurant." 2 weeks ago, we interviewed journalist Matt Richtel about illegal cell phone jammers and why some people use them to disrupt cell phone calls. Some listeners didn't like what Mr. Richtel called the opinion of psychologists who say that people who jam phone calls were lonely or jealous souls. Jim Hogan of Seattle responds, "If this were so, would not the same oppressed, envious people be similarly angered by two people talking in public? What I gather from others and from my own experience is that it is much easier to endure listening to both sides of an inane discussion than just one." But Richard Kiley of Boston writes, "As a curmudgeonly middle-aged teacher of middle school students, I look forward to a little loneliness and some solitude for my thoughts and my newspaper." Well, if you've had just enough solitude for your thoughts and would like to share them with us, please do so. You can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. And please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.